Good morning. I'm going to talk as fast as I can about a cyclospora outbreak investigation last summer. In mid-July, we were doing routine case interviews for a lab-confirmed case of cyclospora. They reported eating at Restaurant A. That same day, an additional lab-confirmed case said that they did not eat at Restaurant A, but had heard about it on social media and some associated illnesses, so our red flag was up nice and early. 2 days later, a second lab-confirmed case did report eating at Restaurant A, and our outbreak investigation was formally, officially launched. The EPI investigation had a lot of moving parts. It was both lengthy and fast-moving at the same time. We were hoping to capitalize on the social media generated excitement, so we developed an online survey that was pretty widely distributed. We received 176 responses. Of those, 123 met our probable case definition, including diarrheal illness lasting at least 3 days. And 74 of those 123 reported eating at Restaurant A. Unfortunately, despite this voluminous data, the quality was pretty severely lacking, and we were not comfortable moving forward with a cohort study using those data. So instead, we did a case control study, and we restricted that to our 15 lab-confirmed cyclospora cases. And we compared them to controls from the 2006 and 7 Food Net Population Survey. So that's just kind of a baseline food history for Georgians at large. Our case control study did implicate multiple produce items as potential vehicles, including fresh salsa, tomatoes, and cilantro. Fresh salsa was very high on our suspect list early on based on the reports from our cases, and also based on what other states were seeing. So Environmental Health identified that the only fresh imported produce item in the salsa recipe was cilantro. That's important because cyclospora is not endemic and has historically been linked to either international travel or imported fresh produce. Our Georgia Food and Feed Rapid Response Team conducted a traceback investigation in conjunction with FDA and other partners in other states. Other states were seeing restaurant clusters of cyclospora as well at the same time. This is not 100% accurate. This is not finalized. This is the gist that all of these restaurants received cilantro from farms in the Puebla state of Mexico. No single farm was responsible. No single farm could be implicated. There were clearly multiple points of introduction for cyclospora. The big takeaway here is that it takes a village, that EPI, Environmental Health, and our traceback partners all had to work together to implicate cilantro as the cyclospora vehicle. No one agency had sufficient evidence alone, but taken together, it really painted a strong picture. The unique features for this outbreak were the media. This was a big deal on the news. Everyone was concerned and excited. We got an awful lot of calls. This generated a lot of traditional media and social media activity. The social media was particularly fun. People were calling out Restaurant A by name. So although the traditional media did not name Restaurant A, social media was, hey, did you eat there? Did you get sick? Yes, I got sick. I had diarrhea for 3 weeks, consistent with cyclospora illness. So we certainly feel that there were additional cases that were not lab confirmed. It was fascinating. It generated a lot of data. Not all of the data was quality. So moving forward, one of our big lessons learned was while we're trying to harness the social media activity and gather data, we need to think about how to do it meaningfully to get good data, because we had an awful lot of data in a quantifiable way, but it was not great. It was not worthy of a study. And certainly always partnerships are key. So thank you to our many, many partners.